It's like, wow, you're a bunch of douchebags.
Yeah, wow.
So yeah, looking forward to the rest.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Does he have any crazy rider shit?
No.
No?
No, none of them do. Well, he asked for three large safety pins.
To hold his diaper up?
Yes.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing just great. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm surviving South Carolina.
Well, that's good.
It is hotter than shit here.
Yeah.
I looked at the weather app the other day and it said 97 felt like 124.
Wow.
It's like, wow, this fucking sucks.
Wow, it's a good thing you're on the coast, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I knew South Carolina was hell and all, but geez. And then we had a major incident happen on Wednesday here in town.
The bridge got shut down or something?
So one of the main bridge that I take to work. So if anybody's never been to Charleston before, Charleston is a series of islands. And
yeah,
they're all connected by bridges. And you can't get anywhere if any of those bridges are shut down.
Okay.
And one of the things with these bridges is the upkeep. And they had been putting up these tarps and these safety nets
right.
to, I guess, sandblast and paint this bridge. And it had been up for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And on the way home on Wednesday, we got hit with a storm that could have potentially spawned tornadoes. It was pretty bad. I went through the bridge at around 4:30, and at 4:45, I got a frantic text from one of my coworkers saying, "Did you already get over the bridge?" And I texted back, "Yes, why?" And apparently all of this tarps and netting had fallen, been ripped out from the wind and fallen onto the cars on the bridge and trapped people in their cars.
Right.
They couldn't get the netting off. They couldn't get the people out of the cars. And if you've ever been on these bridges in storms, they shake.
Okay.
So these people were trapped in these cars on a shaky bridge for hours. There were all kinds of tweets and pictures coming from the people who were trapped in these cars, not being able to get out, not knowing what was going on. The press affectionately referred to it as Tarpageddon. And they literally had to back people up off the bridge in the wrong direction just to get the cars clear of the bridge. And the people trapped on the bridge didn't get off the bridge until like 9, 10 o'clock at night. And then they kept those bridges shut down for until the next morning. It was pretty fucked up.
So how did you get home?
Well, I was already over the bridge.
Over the bridge, on the way to the bridge to work.
Yeah, to get home, I have to go over that bridge.
Oh, so you had already crossed it and you were on your way home.
I missed it by about 15 minutes.
Whoa.
Going to work the next day, the bridge was still shut down, and it took me about 2 hours to get to work. So it was something. It scared a lot of people, I guess, because it is all bridges. I mean, if I had gotten trapped on the other side, I don't know how I would have gotten my daughter.
Right.
So it was pretty bad.
Wow.
But how are you?
I'm just, you know, great. Enjoying the humidity.
Yeah.
in Florida. Home of the afternoon thunderstorms that have been starting about 1 o'clock instead of 3 o'clock.
It's global warming, man.
No, that's no such thing. No such thing.
I
know. But you believe the Earth is round, too.
On occasion. Only when I fly.
Only when you fly?
Yeah.
And why is that?
Because you can actually see the curvature of the Earth from 30,000 feet.
That's an illusion. That's Photoshop.
Oh. Oh, okay. So we had our...
Looking
our...
at video outside the window, it's all fake.
Oh, okay.
You don't even fly anywhere.
Well, then how do I get to other places?
You don't.
Okay. So we had a third Hollywood death this week.
We did.
We were waiting to see who would go.
Yeah.
And I know you're not a fan of their music, but the lead singer of Linkin Park committed suicide.
Yes. Chester something?
Chester Bennington? It's very ironic because a lot of people will tell you that Linkin Park music helps a lot of people with suicidal thoughts.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of the lyrics are about being alone and working through it and being strong and things like that. So it's a little ironic that the dude that wrote those was in the worst shape of anybody.
Well, I heard he was murdered.
What?
That's what the internet says. Oh. The internet says he was murdered.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was him. It was John Hurd.
Oh, yeah. He just died, too.
That's four.
It's four. Which so that well, no, we need two more.
Clock. That restarts the clock.
Wow. See, John Hurd is one of the reasons why I don't want to ever get surgery.
What was that?
Because there's been too many people. Him, Bill Paxton, a couple of others have died after getting surgery. Like, hey, everything seems okay. They're in recovery, and all of a sudden, bam, they're dead.
Oops.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like it's a bad thing.
Bad juju?
Yeah. People be dying, man.
It's not good.
No.
Not good.
Nope. But on a happier note,
yes.
It was the Nerd Super Bowl this week.
It was, wasn't it?
It was. San Diego Comic-Con, one of the cons that, while I love going to them, I don't think I would ever go to.
Yeah, I mean, unless you had $1 million and somebody was, like, carrying you on their shoulders around the whole event.
I'm convinced that the only way to really go to Comic-Con and do it correctly is to be there on one of the panels. Like, you have to be famous in order to enjoy Comic-Con.
You mean to be taking... Okay. Yes.
Because there is no... Like, people were lined up for the Saturday panels on Friday. Out mm-hmm. in the heat for 2 fucking days. There's no way that that's an enjoyable situation. Even if you get to see stuff that nobody gets to see. I don't see how that's a fun thing.
Yeah, I don't either.
I do find it odd seeing pictures and videos, though. I feel like Comic-Con is one of the few places, though, where you don't pay for somebody's autograph?
Well, it depends. Because a lot of the places will have where they're selling something.
Right.
Will bring somebody in to their booths. But I think that I don't know that there are, like, free signings with Mark Hamill, are there?
Well, I don't know, because I was watching signings for the Justice League.
Okay.
And it's rather large stars at this point. Gal Gadot, Ben Affleck, Jason Momoa. And people are just going from one person to the next, to the next, to the next. And there's no way that they're paying hundreds of dollars for each of their autographs. I mean, I feel like Comic-Con is a little different that way. And I could be wrong, but I don't, like, I see that all the time. I see people lined up at tables and they're just going from celebrity to celebrity and getting a poster signed. And I don't know if that's just part of the deal, if that's part of, like, you're going to go to Comic-Con and you have to do a two-hour signing.
Right.
And you're going to meet everybody that's there and shake their hand and promote the goddamn movie. Because, like, at MegaCon and DragonCon, they're there kind of by themselves.
Right.
And it's more of a business transaction, where I feel like, Comic-Con in general is just like a... They're there as part of something else. I don't know.
I mean, it's a whole marketing thing.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I mean, that's really why people are there.
We just got to get on a panel somewhere.
Panel about what?
I don't know. We got to become famous.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you remember that MegaCon we were at, and there was a little 6-foot table for the Nerdist?
Yeah, that's true.
And look at him today. Hosting TV shows.
That's right. You could host a TV show.
Right.
So yeah, a lot of big things came out, a lot of trailers, some good, some bad.
Yep.
The week started off really badly when ABC unveiled their Inhumans trailer.
Yeah.
And just proof that ABC has no clue what to do with a Marvel show.
No.
They're in stiff competition with not only their own Netflix shows, but all the CW stuff and all the stuff on Fox and everything else. And I think ABC tries to play it safe, and the Inhumans just looks like a big pile of crap.
Yeah, and it's also coming at a time when we're suddenly, like, oversaturated with superhero mutant-type TV shows.
Well, I feel like it's their attempt to have, like, an X-Men TV show without the X-Men.
Well, yeah.
Because that's really what the Inhumans are.
Sure.
And, like, laughable special effects, and just, it looked terrible. It looked like a high school class had made the costumes. Because they're all, like, shiny and plastic looking.
Yes.
Like, forget the real world grittiness of, like, anything else that has to do with Marvel. I know you don't have Netflix streaming, but there was a pretty awesome Defenders trailer.
I saw it.
Okay.
Saw it.
Proof that Marvel can do superhero team-up shows and probably do them really well. I know. Have you seen any of the standalone TV shows?
No. That came before? Cage, Jessica Jones, Daredevil. No.
Yeah, okay.
No.
The weakest one they did was by far Iron Fist. And Iron Fist is pretty much the weakest part of the trailer.
Okay.
So I would hope that they can write around him.
Well, or maybe by bringing him into this kind of a scenario, it kind of helps reinforce him.
Yeah, I hope so.
We can see.
Yeah. Also, Stranger Things 2, which was an awesome trailer. They must have paid a fortune for the Michael Jackson song. What?
I was going to say, do you think it really cost that much?
I'm sure they... Well, I mean...
Do you think Netflix has that money?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're licensing billions of dollars... Man? Yes. They're licensing billions of dollars in TV shows and their own productions every single year.
Yeah.
And Stranger Things was such a hit, I'm sure that they were just like, do whatever you want. we were watching the trailer at work today, and everybody was commenting, like, normally in a situation where you have a TV show that kind of comes out of nowhere and they do a second season, the kids look like they've at least grown up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
These kids looked like they haven't aged a day between the two seasons, which is pretty astonishing, especially at the rate the kids change.
Well, they're really little people, aren't they? They're not really kids. They're midgets.
Oh, okay.
I mean, dwarves. Dwarves. Midgets is bad. They're dwarves.
But, I mean, it looks really cool. It takes place during, like, 84, 85.
Mm-hmm.
They're wearing Ghostbusters outfits on Halloween.
Right.
Apparently, somehow, they really catch a ghost.
Well, they catch something in their trap.
Yeah.
We're not sure what it is.
Probably 11, but whatever. I was extremely surprised by and really impressed by the Ready Player One trailer.
I was just going to bring that up, talking about the 80s.
Holy shit.
It looks pretty amazing.
I'll be honest and tell you, I didn't read the book.
I didn't either. I knew nothing about it.
I have been told that it is a love letter to 80s...
pop culture.
80s pop culture.
Yep.
And that... when it was announced that Steven Spielberg was going to make the movie, there was a lot of like good feelings towards that, and I couldn't figure out why until I saw the trailer. And it's basically, apparently he's got access to all these properties that he's produced.
Right.
And oh, you want to put him Back to the Future? Sure. Iron Giant? Yeah, sure. Apparently, though, there's a lot of references in the book to Indiana Jones and Jaws and his big things, and he was like, I'm not going to do my own stuff. I'll do stuff that I produced,
right?
But I'm not going to redo any of my stuff, which I guess, you know,
okay,
whatever. But if you go back and you watch the trailer, the amount of things that are in it is absolutely amazing.
Oh, it's incredible.
So,
there's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the DeLorean from Back to the Future, Freddy Krueger, Deadpool.
Harley Quinn's in it, Iron Giant, the dude's riding an Akira motorcycle for all the Akira fans. It looks fucking phenomenal.
Yes.
All about, I guess, it's in the world of Oasis. There's a competition, and each level you have to do increasingly harder things that deal with 80s pop culture. And apparently, like, in the book, and I don't know if it's going to be in the movie, like, you have to recite entire scenes from 80s movies, like Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, really?
And you have to get it word perfect to move on and shit like that.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to see what they take from the book and bring it over. But it looks phenomenal. That's it, out of all the trailers that they released, that's the one that I watched the most.
Really?
Yeah.
I love the sequence with them getting into the cars.
Yeah. They keep cutting back and forth between the virtual world and the real world.
Yes.
And I don't know if you caught it, but the music that's playing before the Rush song kicks in,
uh-huh,
is a variation on the Willy Wonka song Pure Imagination.
Yes.
Which is, I didn't realize that the first time I saw it. And then when I read about it and I went back, it's like, that's, I don't know who came up with that, but that's fucking amazing.
Brilliant. Yes.
I mean, and we're living in a time where they can literally do anything. You want an aerial shot of the DeLorean spinning backwards around a fountain? Sure.
And yet we still can't make Ben Affleck Batman.
Come on, he said in his panel that was all bullshit.
What, that he's being replaced?
Yeah.
Or that he sucks?
Well, no, I mean, he makes a good Batman.
He's all right.
But the whole thing of him leaving apparently was just a big, stupid rumor.
And being replaced with Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
Okay, but here's the thing. They also announced during Comic-Con that the Flash movie was going to be the Flashpoint story.
Yes.
In Flashpoint, it's not Bruce Wayne that's Batman. It's Thomas Wayne. And who played Thomas Wayne in Batman v Superman?
Who?
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Oh.
So I think that they were talking about that. That he's going to get to be Batman. It's just not the Batman you know.
Oh. Interesting.
And I think that's where it all kind of happened. And I think, like, people just jumped to the conclusion that Ben Affleck didn't want to do it anymore.
Right.
And Ben Affleck is like, no, I want to do it. Like, who would turn that down? Like, it's steady work.
Yeah.
And they're letting them in between movies go out and, like, make his own shit. So why wouldn't you?
Good point.
There was an article today that talked about the reshoots for Justice League.
Yes.
And apparently...
And the magic they have to do for Henry Cavill.
And apparently the only way to get Henry Cavill for the reshoots is to bring him off a Mission Impossible 6, where he's sporting a mustache. And they can't make him shave it, so they're going to have to digitally remove it. Which I hope that there's an entire thing on the DVD of how they do that. I'm sure that there's enough 3D virtual scans of him that it's not a big issue, but it's going to be amazing.
Oh, sure.
Try to pick out which one is which. The Justice League trailer was in my opinion, was one of the better trailers. Kind of gives me hope for the actual movie.
Yeah, but do you think they're trying to steal?
Trying to steal what?
Print to us.
So you cut out. Trying to steal what? John, you there?
Trying to steal from Marvel's playbook by throwing in the. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello, Houston. Houston.
All right, go ahead.
Hello? Are they trying to steal from Marvel's playbook by throwing in the type of humor they...
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Please stand by. Thank you, Skype.
Oh, don't you love Skype?
Oh.
I was just leaving feedback on our last call. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so to answer your question.
Yes.
I don't think it's really a cop-out. I think the humor is there. Well, okay.
Okay, I didn't say it's a cop-out.
Okay. What did you?
But the humor seemed to be very Marvel. It didn't seem to be based in DC.
Well, I feel like not knowing how much has been reshot and if any of the shots that have been redone made it into the trailer.
Right.
A lot of it seemed very Joss Whedon to me.
Okay.
There's, you know, in the first Avengers, there's that whole gag of the dude playing Galaga on the helicarrier.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind of humor that it felt like. You know, where Ezra Miller, they all disappear and Ezra Miller's just standing there.
Right.
And he's like, wow, they just all disappear. Like, that's kind of rude. And just disappears. That it feels... very Joss Whedon.
Okay.
And I kind of feel like the DC understands that it's not about dark and gritty anymore. Like, they understand, the feedback that they got off of Batman v Superman was that too dark and too gritty, that you need to lighten it up a bit. And Suicide Squad was a knee-jerk reaction to that.
Sure.
And this, they have actually two guys that, well, I won't say that Zack Snyder knows how to write comedy, but Joss Whedon does.
Okay.
And I feel like they're going for something that's got more of a broader appeal to an audience.
Okay.
I mean, Batman v Superman, you couldn't really take little kids to.
No.
So I feel like this is the answer to that. You get the real gritty Batman Superman movie where Superman dies, and then this is going to be the happy kind of homecoming.
Okay.
And you kind of need some levity in those situations.
Sure.
And I think that's what Barry Allen is all about for this.
Well, he does lamest villains with him, so I guess that's appropriate.
Yeah.
I do not like his costume in the trailer.
No?
No. It looks too much like armor. Why is he wearing armor?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think we're all just too used to the Grant Gustin costume. Which,
yeah,
to be fair, people didn't like in the beginning.
Yeah. But at least the Grant Gustin costume was reminiscent of the comic book. I mean, it's not spandex.
Right.
Because, you know, it's not the 80s anymore.
Well, I kind of feel like this is the modern take of what Flash might be like.
Okay.
I mean, because Barry Allen is a technical genius to some extent.
Are you saying technically he's a genius?
No.
No.
Well, I mean, I guess that's also correct.
Yeah. I don't see if they wanted humor, though. They should have just brought back Xan and Jaina and Gleek. That's all I gotta say.
That's for the sequel.
I hope so.
Form of bucket, shape of water.
Or even if there's a scene where they're like interviewing, you know, new recruits, and you just see them from behind with the monkey. And then they go, next. Just something, you know? Give me something. Toss me a bone.
Like that scene out of Mystery Men?
Yes, exactly.
I'm the Waffler.
Yes.
Who do you think should be the Wonder Twins? Cast the Wonder Twins for me.
Cast the Wonder Twins?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know any of the hip young kids these days.
No?
No, I'm trying to think of who it could be.
You think they should be teenagers? You think they should be mid-20s? Like, who do you think fits in with those members of the Justice League?
I think character-wise, they're like 18, 19.
Okay.
So, the girl who plays Veronica on Riverdale.
Okay.
I think she'd be good.
Okay.
Xan. I don't know. I just keep picturing Zachary Quinto as Mr. Spock. As it's the exact same haircut.
Yeah. So CGI monkey or live action monkey?
I would love it to be a real monkey. You gotta have a real monkey. Come on.
Yeah, you don't think it's Andy Serkis?
No.
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 He's too busy in the Marvel universe anyway.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And then on Saturday night, Marvel had their big panel and showed the Thor trailer.
Yep. Looks amazing.
It does. It's what I've come to expect from Marvel.
Yeah.
What I didn't appreciate was them not releasing Infinity War.
Well,
I understand if I understand when productions go there and they don't have finished shots that they don't want to show. But this is twice that they've showed it to a rather large audience.
Yeah.
They showed it at D23. They showed it at Comic-Con. It was leaked onto the internet. Just released the trailer.
Yeah.
And I know Marvel and Disney doesn't have to release it. People are going to wait, but this was the time to release it.
Well, no, because now they're building more interest for it.
It was funny. So on Twitter, you can, if you go to tweetdeck.com, you can set up these searches where anytime something's mentioned, it scrolls on the screen.
Okay.
And I had Infinity War and I had Avengers and Marvel were the three that I was watching when they were having their panel. And the Infinity War one, no, the Marvel one started to pick up speed as people were saying, oh my God, we're watching the Infinity War trailer in the room. 10 minutes goes by, and the feed went so fast, I couldn't even read what was being said. And when I finally stopped it, it was all like, fuck you, Marvel, how dare you not release this? And, like, instant internet, like just hatred towards Marvel.
Right.
It was really weird. It was interesting to watch.
Well, there's social media for you.
Yeah.
Bunch of people living on couches in their parents' bathroom in basements or bathrooms.
But I mean, I do like the Thor trailer. I liked their marketing campaign for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
The first trailer I think was one of the best trailers I've seen in a really long time. This one was okay. I don't. A lot of the stuff with Bruce Banner seemed odd to me.
Why is that?
I don't know. It was just the bits that they picked to show Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
It was always, he was like always surprised at what was going on. And I don't know. I also don't understand how he's got like human clothes.
Well, and he's very articulate.
What do you mean?
Hulk?
Oh, yeah, now that he can talk?
Yeah, the whole fire and ice conversation?
Yeah, apparently somebody asked about that, and when he's on that planet, he never changes back to Bruce Banner.
Ah.
So he just learns how to talk as the Hulk?
Okay.
Yeah, well.
Suspend disbelief.
I guess.
It looks really cool. Cate Blanchett looks amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I thought she was great in Captain EO, so I'm looking forward to this.
Was that her in Captain EO?
Yes.
Was it really?
No.
Oh.
She would have been six.
I don't know. I don't watch those Captain EO things.
That was Oscar-nominated actress Angelica Houston.
Okay, that's right.
Who is playing a hidden fee in Mark Wahlberg commercials for DirecTV.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
That's sad.
Yes.
Ooh, thunder.
Ooh, not as sad as that.
As long as the roof stays on, we'll be okay.
Yeah, good luck.
I mean, I think overall, I think we've progressed with Comic-Con as far as there used to be a time when they didn't release any of the trailers.
Yeah.
Where you would hear about them and you would see online all this stuff about, oh, they showed this and this is kind of what it looked like. I mean, I will tell you that I sought out the bootlegged version of the Infinity War trailer before it was taken down. And it looks amazing. And I just kind of want them to share it.
Hmm.
I mean, out of all the trailers, what do you think your favorite one was?
Well, it's a toss-up between the Lego Ninjago movie, Proud Mary.
Okay.
Did you see both of those? Did you
no.
see both of those?
Uh-uh.
Proud Mary is Taraji P. Henson
yeah.
from Empire as basically as Atomic Blonde, but she's African-American.
Okay.
So she's just a kick-ass kind of Foxy Brown, Cleopatra Jones kind of thing.
But she already played one of those characters in Smoking Aces.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Maybe this is the same character. I don't know.
Oh.
There's also the new Madea trailer for Butu. Madea Halloween. That looks good.
So that was better than Thor or Justice League or Ready Player One?
You know, I'd have to say it's Ready Player One.
I think that was probably the biggest surprise for me.
Was it?
Yeah. I think watching that the first time and seeing what the film actually was and what it could be just gets me very excited to go see that.
And now, the Doctor Who Christmas special looks good, too.
I've just watched that before our call.
That's kind of cool. Two Doctors.
Well, I mean, they've done that in the past.
Yeah, I know.
Like, the 50th had three Doctors. Well, more than that. At one point, there's all 13.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that, too. You know, the Flash and Arrow trailers for this Comic-Con were okay. But because they've only been shooting for like 2 weeks.
Right.
You know, what do they have to show, really?
Yep.
We didn't talk about the Walking Dead trailer, though.
No, we didn't. Are you wearing your shitting pants?
You remember a time when you couldn't say shit on TV, let alone like a trailer on, you know... that everybody streamed?
To change gears just very quickly, did you see the trailer for the new Kingsman movie?
Did they release one at Comic-Con?
Yes.
I didn't see the Comic-Con one.
Well, this is the one, it's got Julianne Moore as like the super villain.
Right.
And they have to come to the U.S. for help, where there's another group of similar... operatives who are called the Statesmen.
Yeah.
Yes. So at the end of it, the kid who's the king's who's you know the hero of the Kingsman turns to Channing Tatum and says, "Well, that was awfully American." And he goes, "Fuck yeah!" Oh, well, that's got to be a red band.
Wow.
So anyway, back to Walking Dead.
Okay. So they've been shooting since May.
Yep.
So they're pretty far along in the production schedule. Lots of action, lots of fighting, lots of war. They showed almost every character except for Eugene, so I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a really big surprise at the end. And I don't know if you watched all the way to the end.
I did.
Okay.
Do you know? I'm not sure of what you speak.
So you get to the title card where it says The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And you think the trailer's over.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Okay.
It fades up on the handle of a cane.
Wait. Stop.
Okay.
Wait.
What?
I'm rewinding. Hang on. Okay, I see handle of a cane.
Okay, keep watching.
And we see apparently it's supposed to do this huge time jump after the battle.
Yes.
Okay.
So in the comic books, there is a very famous time jump of 3 years.
Oh, that's it?
Yes. 3 years, though, that has taken its toll on Rick Grimes.
Okay.
At one point in those 3 years, he breaks his leg, and because they don't have a doctor, it doesn't set correctly.
Okay.
He grows out his beard. Everything is all hunky-dory until the Whisperers show up. So I think what you're going to see this season on The Walking Dead is the first 8 episodes is going to be the war.
Okay.
I think you've got, because Scott Gimple has always said that they try to, every 8 episodes, they try to reinvent the show.
Okay.
And kind of take you in a different direction than where you started.
Yeah.
So you have the war, and I think the last thing you're going to see in the mid-season finale is that shot, the Kane and him waking up 3 years later.
Oh, that's an awful big giveaway, don't you think?
Well, here's the thing that I don't understand, though. So Andrew Lincoln was at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Andrew Lincoln still had his kind of mullet-looking thing, hairdo that he's been sporting all along. And doesn't look like he's got his regular beard. It doesn't look like anything that they would have done for the show for those scenes. So I'm wondering whether or not they shot that specifically for Comic-Con.
Oh,
just
okay.
As a little tease.
Hmm.
You're still going to get it, but they haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
Just as kind of like where it's going, because that basically tells you that the Whisperers are coming, which is one of the group of villains that people have really been looking forward to.
Okay.
So I think that's what they're doing.
So these are the guys in the woods on Lost, right?
Yes, they get off the island. They start wearing people's skin.
Oh, who says they got off the island?
Oh, now The Walking Dead.
Maybe The Walking Dead is in purgatory.
Could be. I think it's going to be a very interesting season.
Hmm.
You know, they released the Fear the Walking Dead trailer for the rest of season 3 or whatever it is, and I just don't care anymore.
Well, I had a friend of mine said, you know, if you've stopped watching it, it's gotten so much better, you have to watch it again. So I watched all 6, 7, however many episodes there were, and it did the same thing that turned me off of the first season of Walking Dead.
Which was?
Eating the horse. I don't know why. I'm just like, okay, I don't need to see that. And yet, here it is again.
Out of all the things that they show on these shows...
I know, right?
That should be the least objectionable to you.
No, that's it. That's it. And, The boyfriend, husband, Maori guy dies.
Yeah.
Like in the first episode. Like, oh, contract didn't get renewed?
So interestingly enough, he was cast in the next 4 Avatar sequels.
Oh, really?
And it seemed very sudden. Like, so he's in the first episode to the end.
Yeah.
And the first episode is them getting on the helicopter and flying away.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then when episode 2 turns up, all of a sudden he's been bitten somehow or hit or he's bleeding from somewhere.
Yeah, he gets hit by these people who they then move in with.
Well,
or is it by the Indians?
So
I think it's by the Indians.
He gets shot in the neck by the Indians.
Yes.
But he also pulls up his jacket to reveal that he's got a big gaping wound in his side too, and it's never really explained whether or not he got that in the previous episode, but it feels really rushed of like all of a sudden they need an excuse to get rid of him and he falls out the helicopter.
Yeah,
very convenient.
Well, I think he jumps.
Well, yeah, I mean, he lets himself go.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, I watched it. I don't know that I'm really interested in catching up again. It's like, all right, I've seen all this shit before. It's just different actors playing out the same scenes.
Right.
Reuben Blades is back from the dead.
Well, of course. Did you watch the episode where you had to read all the subtitles?
Yes.
Yeah?
It was annoying as hell.
Typical American.
I know. Well, hey, it's America. Speak English.
But they're in Mexico.
That's all right.
It's Mexico. Speak English?
Yes.
Oh.
You want to climb that wall? Speak English. You want a job at Walmart? Speak English.
Well, apparently there's not going to be a wall to climb.
Oh, there's not?
You're going to be able to go through it.
Oh, and you'll be able to see through it, too, I hear.
Yes, because you don't want a 60-pound bag of drugs hitting you in the head.
Yes, because that's what happens all the time down there.
I would like
people to... are just lobbing drugs across the border.
I would like to meet the little Mexican guy who can lob 60 pounds of coke or weed or whatever over the border wall.
Well, hey, I guess they exist.
Apparently.
That's terrifying. It's terrifying. That and all the fake news about Russia. Oh, my God. What's this world coming to?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But we are going to find out.
Quite possibly. Quite possibly.
So, last night was the second episode of Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Which I thought was going to be another really boring episode right up until
the end.
Oh my
god, but it wasn't.
So, I feel like we've gotten to the point now where there's no more setting up.
No, I think this is it. You got 13 episodes to wrap this bitch up. Let's go.
So, they spent a lot of time in the beginning with Daenerys setting up the plan for how she was going to conquer Westeros.
Yes.
And spoilers for if you haven't seen this yet, go watch it and then come back. And the plan was to send the people from Dorne and the people from the Iron Islands to lay siege to King's Landing while the Unsullied go and take Casterly Rock.
Yes.
And in, I think it was an hour and 9 minute show last night. And at the 50-minute mark, I was expecting them to kind of bail out of the show with something very not exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut to the ships on their way to King's Landing that suddenly start to get attacked by Theon's uncle.
Yes, Euron.
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 And there's this 10-minute battle scene of people getting their tongues cut out and the sand snakes from Dorne getting killed by Euron and just this massive, like, in any other season, this would have been the second to last episode.
Yes.
So, which tells me that because this is episode 2, the next 5 episodes are going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be fucking nuts. But it's going to be so good.
Oh, we can only hope. Can only hope they don't drop the ball.
We've reached the point where they've stopped introducing characters, and now they're just wiping them off the board.
Right, right. Well, they're bringing them all back, too.
Right.
Melisandre is back. Margaery Tyrell's mother is back. Grandmother is back.
Right.
You know, they're all these little people who are suddenly... there.
Well,
it's like,
so they can get killed
okay.
off.
Well, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. I can't wait till Littlefinger gets killed.
You don't like Littlefinger?
I do not like Littlefinger. He's just a douche. Let's go back to the Maze Runner. You know, whatever. But yeah, and I loved the scene in the dungeons where they went to visit the old trophy skulls of the dead dragons.
Yes.
It's like, oh, and now Cersei has a way to defeat the dragons.
Right.
Hmm.
They did another interesting scene with Sam.
Yes.
Which almost made me throw up.
Did it?
Look, I understand how they make this shit. I understand that it's all fake.
Yep.
But, so... they bring back Jordan Mormont, who's got grayscale, and Sam is trying to figure out a way to save him. And I guess one of the ways is to cut the grayscale off.
Yes.
And one of the shots is pretty much this shot of him trying to cut it off and pus coming out of the wound. And poor Jorah looks like he's about to pass out. And then they cut to somebody digging into, I guess, like a chicken pot pie.
Yes.
And then going up and eating it.
Yes.
And I was like, holy shit. They managed to top last week's episode with the shit and the stew.
Yes. Now, see, the thing is, maybe because I'm colorblind, I don't key into that.
Okay.
The whole shit and stew thing didn't really register with me. I mean, I knew what they were doing.
Right.
But I was like, oh my God, that's so gross. And then the same thing with the pie.
Okay.
And I don't know, maybe because I don't see the green pus or whatever.
Okay.
But yeah, I thought that was pretty amazing. And there's a lot of discussion around the interwebs about the importance of grayscale.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What are they saying?
They're saying that quite possibly one of the ways to survive the White Walkers is to be infected and then immediately cured of the grayscale. And then that way he can't kill you and bring you back.
Oh, okay.
So therefore his army dwindles.
Oh.
I'm just, you know, waiting for He-Man to show up and go, by the power of grayscale! You're welcome.
Thank you. Now I forgot what I was going to say. Well, so they visited that where he got infected last year. Was it last year or the year before? Where yeah. They pretty much said that there was like all these people that have been infected that go to Valerian to live out the rest of their days.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be an entire grayscale army.
Could be.
That they might, you know, press in the service to defeat the White Walkers.
Yes.
There was also an interesting thing online about the White Walkers and how they may not go through the wall, they may go around it.
Okay.
In
aren't they already past the wall?
No.
Oh.
In last week's episode, they spent a lot of time with the Hound having his vision. And he talked about the castle at the edge of the sea and the wall where the White Walkers were walking around it. And if you watch the opening credits, yes. When they go to the wall this year, it's all iced over.
Yes.
In years past, it looked like a sea next to it.
Oh.
So they may be setting up a huge clue that the White Walkers are just going to walk around it.
Mm.
And there will be no defense at the wall. I mean, because pretty much last week when Jim Broadbent was talking to Sam while they were dissecting that guy, you know, anytime you have a story where somebody says, look, the walls lasted thousands of years, it's going to be there for 1,000 more.
Right.
That's always the clue that something bad is going to happen at the wall. That's always the story. That's always the Pavlov's gun thing of like, you introduce something, that means later on you have to pay it off. So I feel like that's going to be the thing, like the wall's not going to hold them back. And instead of this huge thing at the wall, the dead busting through, it's going to be, they just walked around. Like they set up a Castle Black. They got everybody that they could. Jon Snow's going to show up just in time to see them coming around the frozen lake or the frozen ocean, whatever that is.
Hmm.
But he'll have dragon glass.
Oh, he'll have all of it from underneath Daenerys' castle.
Yeah, because I figure you just go in there as Jon Snow and you say, look, I don't care about the throne. You can do whatever the fuck you want to Cersei.
Mm.
This is not the real threat. The real threat's coming. let me go take care of that. You can do whatever the hell you want. By the way, we're brother and sister. It would be interesting, though, if Melisandre is the one who puts that all together, that they're related.
Could be.
Unless there's some weird thing where, like, they meet next week and Daenerys is like, you look really good, we should go, like, have sex. And then you find out that brother and sister are banging.
Oh, yeah, they've already done that.
Well, that's the theory behind their white hair. Her and her brother is that they're all inbred.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
And, you know, they're like yin and yang. She's got the white hair. Jon Snow's got the black. You know. They're related, but not really.
Yeah.
Step bros and sisters, you know. It will be interesting, though. I mean, now that Daenerys is actually on Westeros, Emilia Clarke has got to be beside herself that she actually gets to, like, act with these people for a change.
I know, right?
That it's not just they see each other at, like, press events. She actually gets to go to, like, the main area where they're shooting all this shit.
Yeah.
Trying to think if there was any other, like, really standout stuff. I guess Arya's going home.
Yeah. God, that wolf is huge.
Yeah. Well, it's a dire wolf.
Oh, is that what that's supposed to be?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't remember ever seeing anything about the dire wolves becoming that big.
Well, there was the... After the Red Wedding, they showed... I guess the phrase had cut off Robb Stark's head and attached the direwolf's head to it, to his body.
Oh. Don't remember that.
Yeah. So there is kind of precedence there, I guess. But but she's on her way home. She'll miss Jon, but I guess she'll get to see Sansa.
Right. The queen in the north.
Which I thought was really weird because, like there was all that stuff with her where she was like, you can't leave. You've got to stay here. Who are you going to leave in charge? And he's like, you. And she's like, all right, bye. It's like, oh, okay. I see where all your shit's going now. And why would you leave Littlefinger there?
I don't know, but she can handle Littlefinger.
Yeah, but he like expressly went out of his way to threaten him and be like, stay away from my sister.
Right.
He's not going to do that. He's just going to be like, hey, now that John's gone, when you say you and I get together? Not saying that that's not gross, but, you know.
Yeah. And what's the name of the kid she sees in the inn? Hot Pocket?
Hot Pie.
Hot Pie is his name?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't remember. I think that's something out of the book. Hang on. Let me look it up. Hot Pie. No, not Hot Pew. Hot Pie. Game... Game of Thrones, Hot Pie. Game of Thrones wiki. He was an orphan living in King's Landing and working for a baker as an apprentice.
Oh.
And then he was going to be shipped off to the Night's Watch, I think. They're recruited to join the Night's Watch. They bully Arya Stark when she joins their group and demand she give up her sword and needle. Hot Pie claims that he killed a boy once by kicking him to death. When Arya refuses and threatens to kill him like she has with other fat boys, he backpedals and bumps into Gendry, who scares him off. And then he winds up at that inn where he's been seen a couple of times.
Okay.
And this was kind of like, I feel like they were kind of paying homage, like, one last time you're going to get to see Hot Pie.
Oh, this just in.
Yes.
Kristen Wiig's career is officially over. She's doing a Pizza Hut commercial.
You think it was Ghostbusters at Center City?
Had to have been.
Oh.
Poor thing. Oh, well. She was funny while it lasted.
That's a shame. She's funny. In certain things.
Maybe that's what Pizza Hut is banking on.
On funniness?
Yes.
So would you rather have a Pizza Hut commercial with her, or would you rather have a Pizza Hut commercial with Melissa McCarthy falling down?
Oh, Melissa McCarthy falling down. Really? Any day. Sure. At least Melissa McCarthy looks like she eats at Pizza Hut.
I'll give you that. That's funny.
All right, anyway, so Hot Pockets, last scene, last hurrah.
Hot Pie.
Hot Pocket.
Hot Pie.
Uh-huh.
Apparently he's been seen in almost every season.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Poor Hot Pie. You think they keep him on the line? They're like, look, don't lose any weight. We may need you again at some point.
You're gonna play a young Hodor.
He was in every season but 5 and 6.
Okay.
Total of 12 episodes.
Wow.
Yep. Played by a kid named Ben Hawkey.
Hmm. Remember that name.
Hey, it might be you. He might be big one day, like star wise.
Well, he's already big.
I was trying to avoid that. It's a fat guy myself, you know. Feel for the dude. He's also done. He's been in 6 things: Game of Thrones, something called Raw One, something called Beaver Falls.
Butt Beaver Falls.
Yes. He was in something called Skateboards and Spandex, and something called The Kid.
Is The Kid the Bruce Willis movie?
No.
Oh, it's not?
The Kid is about Kevin Lewis, who grew up in poverty but survived to make a better life for himself and his family.
Oh, that's nice.
Also, that movie starred Alfie Allen, who is also Theon in Game of Thrones.
Oh.
And Jodie Whittaker, the new doctor.
It all comes full circle.
I feel like there's not a whole lot of English actors. When you see cast lists for English movies, it all seems to always be the same people.
Yes.
Like, you would think,
look,
like, Game of Thrones...
It's everybody from Harry Potter.
Yeah. Like, how many English people were in the Harry Potter movies? Like, all of them, right?
Yes.
Like, every English actor.
In England after that. They were all on the film set.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for Ricky Gervais.
His other big hit was something called Raw One.
Raw One?
Yes, and that's a video game developer's world spirals out of control when his shape-shifting, indestructible virtual creation comes to life. And that looks like a bunch of people you've never heard of.
Okay.
But that looks like a movie that was made in India as well. So he's a world traveler. Hot Pie is a world traveler. Good for him.
Well, good for him. That's nice.
Yeah. So I think next week we'll see Euron bring all the prisoners to King's Landing, which means we're probably going to get rid of a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
Because if they bring the main Sand Snake chick back, who killed Cersei's daughter,
right?
There's no way she's walking out of there alive.
No.
And then the other big thing will be the meeting between Jon Snow and Daenerys, where they get all freaky. I don't think Jon Snow and Tyrion have been on the same set since the first season, when Tyrion went to the Wall.
Yeah, true.
It's all been downhill for him since then. Should be good. Only five episodes left for this part of the season, I guess.
Yep. And then we wait another 6 months.
Is it going to be 6 months?
I don't know.
I would like to think that they're not going to make us wait a year.
Oh, they better not.
Let's see. So there is 7 episodes. Next week's is called The Queen's Justice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure. Daenerys holds court. Cersei returns a gift. Jaime learns from his mistakes.
Oh, I hope Cersei has the receipt.
On this very special episode of Game of Thrones. And then you have 6 episodes for season 8, and it's just labeled 2018.
So it must be January.
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll have to wait and see.
Yep. All right. You got anything else for this week?
No. I'm good.
All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
You know, if the Lannisters were any more inbred, they'd be sandwiches.
Oh, God.